need a gallery at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club this Friday for the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open. Brought to you by North Texas Nissan, AT&T Wireless, Reebok, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'll tell you in a minute. It is 5:18. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. And we're going to bring the snake back in here with us now because he had a very big weekend last weekend. He had a baby-making retreat. How'd that go?
Good.
Well, do you think you had success?
No, I don't.
In making babies?
I don't think I did, no.
Defeated by the tampon?
What? What did you say?
I'm going to write that down. I don't know why.
You're gross.
No. I'm not. A lot of people remember what you said on the phone.
Whatever. let me say this about the Austin City Limits Music Festival, which is in year three. Started out as a nice little festival. It's on 15 acres, something this city could never pull off, something this city would never try to pull off.
Right.
Because this is a failed city. Austin is a can-do city, especially when it comes to music. They do that South by Southwest every year, which is a raging success, goes off without a hitch. ACL, the same thing. They get about 100 bands in there, big bands, to come play over a three-day festival-type venue atmosphere party. And it was nice in the beginning. There was only, I would say, maybe 100,000 people total there over 3 days. Now, in year three, I can't imagine them stuffing one more slimy, sweaty hippie in there. It was absolutely... I had fun, don't get me wrong, but it was miserable. Absolutely miserable. It was so crowded.
Well, maybe next year when you go, it won't be as hot.
I will never go again.
Oh.
Ooh.
Snake cobra.
Okay. I will not go back.
I will never go again. I will never go again.
I won't.
Oh, never go.
Right. Again. I won't. Now, maybe you were just one concert short of predicting.
Maybe I was.
The demise of the festival for
maybe
me.
Maybe I was.
Kind of where I was trying to go with that, but.
You'll be back.
No, I won't, Danny.
I can't do it. I'm thinking that they're going to realize this and figure it out and somehow limit the number of tickets that can be sold.
Let me give you an example.
The snake is 39 now. It's time for him to give it up.
Let me give you an example of how stupid it was. After I got off the phone with you guys on Friday, I went and saw Ryan Adams. Not Bryan Adams, Ryan Adams. And there was probably
about... you were a big Bryan Adams fan.
No. There was probably about 15, 20,000 people watching him who can't sell out the Granada, all right, which holds 1,000.
Did he do cuts like a knife?
For the sake of
That's
this
the
conversation...
worst joke ever.
Yes, he did. Twice. It was his Whiskey River. So, after Ryan Adams is finished, we want to go see Franz Ferdinand, the new it little chic pop band. My wife really digs them. So, we go over there. They were playing at 5 or 6 o'clock. Ryan Adams finished at like 5:45. By the time we get over to Franz Ferdinand, who, once again, Danny, if they come to Dallas... they're probably playing...
they played the Tea Room. They just played here last week.
That's right. They played the Gypsy Tea Room. We go over there. I'm not lying. There's probably 50,000 people in there. They probably filled up Texas Stadium to see Franz Ferdinand.
Well, they're not there just to see Franz. That's the nature of the festival.
I know. But, Danny,
yeah, they just
you couldn't
show up
even...
that's why bands, whatever's happening.
You couldn't even get close.
That's why bands like to play that
stuff.
Yeah,
you get to play in front of a lot of people that you normally wouldn't get an opportunity to expose your music to.
It was shocking. So it was miserable. We couldn't even hear the bands. And this is on 15 acres, and there's certain bands playing at the same time, so the only way you're standing in the back and you hear crossover music from a band behind you with another 20,000 people. Now, you could go to the bathroom fine. There was plenty of porta-potties. Okay? Which is always a concern at the festival.
Snake.
Always. If you're out there and there's a 20-minute wait to go to the bathroom, you got issues. Well, they had enough porta potties.
You want a poo-poo?
No. They had enough. They had enough water stands. They had enough beer stands. They had enough food stands. Everything was fine, but the venues themselves, the stages were, God, it was packed. The next day, we see the old 97s in the middle of the day. Not to mention, it's 100 degrees and sweaty. Grego, everyone's just sweating gross and bumping up against you.
Well, they don't have this thing in Wyoming. This is Texas.
You like to be touched by the sweaty, gnarly...
You know I don't.
Okay.
Why are you asking me?
I'm just saying if you would have enjoyed the show.
Now, does this sound like fun to you, Grego?
I wouldn't go.
Grego would have walked in, bought a water, and walked out. You would
right back to the hotel room.
Yes, you would have. You would have got the water to walk back out.
But see, I know better than
But this was just a nice little festival prior to this year. Just a fun little event, you know?
Well, just like everything else, they turned it into a money-making venture.
So at the old 97 show, we have... Julie and I brought these chairs, these little fold-out chairs, to sit in. So we go park ourselves.
The ones I gave you?
Yes.
That you stole from Kevin Scott?
I didn't steal from Kevin Scott.
The ones that I got for Kevin Scott and you stole them. That's the ones.
I didn't know you got those for Kevin Scott. Yeah,
well, who'd you think you got them for?
I got them for Kevin Scott. I asked Kevin.
He got one.
I said, hey, did you get those chairs? No.
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, I bogged down. I apologize.
Okay. So we park our chairs down there in front of the old 97s an hour prior to the show. Then they come on, and it's pretty crowded. I mean, again, 30,000 people watching the old 97s. Then we wanted to stay for Modest Mouse, who is the...
A hell of a band.
The indie heroes of the day. Every 17-year-old kid... who considers himself indie is listening to Modest Mouse. So, and I like a couple of their songs. I know you do. Don't clap for
them. Don't do that.
Why?
And so, about 10 minutes before they come on stage, it gets really crowded. I mean, like, to the point where people are pushing up against me and touching me and stuff.
Sweet.
So I was like, I got to go get a beer or some water or something before this starts. So I run to the beer stand. I barely get out of there. By the time I come back, I can't get back in. I can't find my wife.
My wife?
I can't find her.
I can't find your stolen chair.
I can't find them.
Beer, I've lost.
And I'm just sitting there trying to wade through 75,000 people. I finally get there about halfway through their set.
And boy, down in Austin, all those people are hairy and stinky and God.
Yeah. I finally get there to find her. Now, she's a short girl. She's only like 5'3". She's trapped in betwixt these kids in front of her who are smoking cigarettes in 200-degree heat like they're going out of style. And the kids behind her smoking weed like it's going out of style.
They were in separate.
So here she is trapped in this smoke pit. She's claustrophobic as it is. And I show up and she's like green going, we've got to get out of here. I was like, it was miserable. I was miserable. And I'm thinking, am I too old?
Yes,
is
you,
that
are.
It?
Can I,
you are.
Can I ask
would
you,
I have enjoyed this 10 years ago?
Yeah, you would have fought through it 10 years ago.
Can I ask
for one thing, you went with your wife. You shouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
I mean, I know she wanted to go, but
mistake
you still should have gone
one.
By yourself.
You know what, though? If I was with Danny... I would have been miserable, too.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have had him to worry about. He can fend for himself.
Let's go to the hammer real quick.
Got one question.
Go ahead.
Very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect?
Not that many people.
What did you expect?
Not that many people. And certainly not that hot.
Yeah.
What was that noise?
They do have something on the news every night.
The weather?
It's called a weather forecast.
I know.
Now, some around here try to distance themselves from that. Others find it quite useful.
And whatever that weather forecast says for the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, you can normally add a few more degrees when you head south, like to a town called Austin.
So
when it says it's going to be 95 here in Dallas... You might be looking at 100 in Austin.
Now, we were within walking distance of our hotel. It was like a 15, 20-minute walk down Town Lake.
What hotel did you stay in?
The Hyatt. So we would walk down there. Oh, the Hyatt.
Good God.
Yeah, and that
I can't
real highfalutin, the
I can't
Hyatt.
I can't afford to stay in Hyatts.
But most people had to take shuttle buses. So when the festival was over with, here comes 100,000 people out to catch two buses. The line, some people said they waited in line to take a bus for 2 hours, sat there, instead of just walking and trying to walk downtown and catch a cab. I mean, it was a joke. Done. I am done.
I will never go again.
Unless widespread,
I am done.
Unless widespread headlines that festival next year.
Okay, see, Ryan's, he's already putting.
Yeah, now we're getting to the caveat part.
We're getting the stipulations now. Well,
that's fair. Then I'll go.
You would go to see the Dead.
Yes. If they headline, which means they play for an hour and a half, you know, on Sunday or Saturday. By the way, Grego, Sheryl Crow,
yeah,
she was good. About
and hot.
100,000 people there to see her.
And hot.
The best band, though, the best band out of all those bands, I mean, Elvis Costello was down there, Ben Harper, Trey Anastasio from Fish, Sheryl Crow, the old 97s, Ryan Adams, they're all down there, and they were all great. Modest Mouse, Franz Ferdinand, the absolute best band. Without a doubt, was Wilco.
They didn't even play the festival, though, did they?
Yeah, they did. They played Sunday.
Mm. Yeah, they were good Friday night at Granada.
Well, I heard they were very good.
I know. They were terrific.
They are an unbelievable band. They are.
I couldn't believe how tight they were.
You would have flipped out,
Granada.
Mike.
You would have.
You would have really loved it. I wish you had gone. They were something else.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God.
You'd have liked it, Ron. You really would.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
No question. No question about it. So, but I will not go back to Austin.
And I've seen Rat live.
Twice.
Yes.
Kick it.
But did you see him at Cardi's?
We saw Gigi Allen eat his manure on stage. And that was hot.
So you're done, huh?
I'm done with that. I'm not saying I'm done with the festival overall, but I'm done with ACL. Can't go back. Can't do it, man. Too many people.
Think he's done with the festival overall, Grego?
No. No, I do not. Sorry. Not calling you a liar, but I know how you are.
So you don't
are.
Think he'll go to another one, huh?
Do I think you?
Yeah.
No, he's going to go back. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not calling you a liar or anything, Corby, but I know how you are. I know the allure of these big outdoor festivals where you can go down there, you can put on your Birkenstocks, you can wear your shirt tail out and roam around. I know how you are.
He can do that just about anywhere, actually.
Look at me right now.
But he can really, really do that. He can do that on a big stage down there. You know, the old 97s will probably play next year.
They were great down there.
And,
they were great.
You can't give it up.
All right, let's see if we can give up the ranch report with Mickey Spagnola here on the ticket.